Let's move into our message this morning. We're looking at Psalm 87. No, 89. I'm looking over here at 87. I got a little post-it note next to it. You know, that's usually how I think, but it's this one here underneath this other post-it note that I got notes written next to. 89. Mike was getting ready to go to change slides on me. Okay, Psalm 89. Amasco of Ethan the Ezraite. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. From my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever. I will make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endued with power. Your hand is strong, and your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long and exalt in your righteousness. For you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have exalted a young man among the people. I have found David, my servant. With my sacred oil, I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppose him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him. And though my name, his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sins with the rod, their iniquity with flogging, but I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenants or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected. You have spurned. You have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced your covenant with your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have turned back the edge of his sword and not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with the mantle of shame. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life, and what futility you have created all men. What man can live and not see death, or save himself from the power of the grave? O Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations, the taunts with which your enemies have mocked, O Lord, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. Now, Lord, we just ask that you make your word reside and live in our hearts. It'd be more than just something that passed through our ears, never to stick or stay. But instead, Lord, it would become part of who we are, and that we might live it out and trust in it. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me this morning, that as I preach, your people would be encouraged and blessed, and Lord, your name lift up and glorified. We pray for your presence here, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit lead and guide all that goes on. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You're going, wow, Pastor, that was a long passage to read. Are we done now? Not quite, but I'm not going to preach real long. You say, but that was a long passage. Yeah, I wanted to hit it all. Because sometimes we take God's word and we cut it up in these itty-bitty little pieces. And we take it and we deal with just that instead of looking at the context and the whole of the message. And that's really an important thing that we need to do. We need to look at it because it's meant to be looked at in its entirety. You know, all of God's word is one, just as God is one. And when we take these pieces that he gives us here, we need to take the message as a whole. And sometimes we just try to chop it up too finely. So we took this piece today, and you know, I had to chop it up because it's how we deal with stuff. It's how we look at it. But we need to chop it up, but look at it together, and not just focus on one piece and ignore the rest. So look at this first part, the first section. Here we're seeing dealing with God's character. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. Moving on, talks about, who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy, once God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. The character of God and who God is. God is the one who's above everybody else. He's the one who has authority over everybody else. He's the one. He's the one. It's not him versus whoever. Nobody else stands any chance. He is in control. End of discussion. He allows us to do our thing because he gives us the free will. And he's done that to an extent even with the enemy. That's why the enemy can sin. When we say the enemy, it's our enemy. It's really not God's enemy. God even loves Satan. It's a hard thing to say. People go, what do you mean God loves it? He loves all his creation. His creation just chose to turn his back on him. But Satan can't stand up against God. He can't. God overcomes all. He is more awesome than all who surround him. All. Not most. Not everybody except, but all. We have his character expounded upon the fact that His rule is over everything. Even those things which we don't normally think of anybody having any power over. The wind and the waves, the earth, the sky. Yeah, He created it. And He orders it. And it's all under His hand. We see that His arm has power and His hand is strong and exalted. And then righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Righteousness and justice. Those things ought to make us as afraid as it's possible to be afraid. Because who of us is righteous? He compares our righteousness to that of used menstrual rags. Okay. That's our righteousness. My righteousness. But His righteousness and His justice, that means that there has to be a penalty for unrighteousness. It's the foundation of who He is. Now He paid that penalty on the cross for us, for all who will receive, all who will believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And by belief, I'm not just saying intellectual assent, by belief, but that knowing Him and then following Him. This is who God is. He makes promises. And we know that what He says is going to be true, and we see that in the second section. God gives promises about His people, about the line of David. That it's going to be forever. That there's nothing that's going to put it down. But He also makes some promises there. Verse 30. And this is the catch for us. He says, if His sons forsake My law and do not follow My statutes, if they violate My decrees and fail to keep My commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging, but I will not take My love from him, nor will I ever betray My faithfulness. I will not violate My covenant or alter what My lips have uttered. Okay. He's going to bring His rod, and not in a kind fashion, though it will be out of love. It's brought to bring correction. Any of us here ever suffer turmoil in our lives? Just you and me, Eva. Everybody else here is, they got perfect lives. Never had anybody come against them, no problems. Yeah. A lot of times, Eva, you and I, a lot of times when we've had problems, it's been our own fault, right? We're stepping out against God. We're not doing stuff that we're supposed to do, huh? Even I have had these conversations. God has told me to do things and I didn't do it, and He brought His rod. When it says here, I will punish their sins with the rod and their iniquity with flogging, He's not kidding. Now, He's not bringing discipline because He likes to cause us pain. He's bringing discipline to get our attention, and two, to drive home the message that you don't want to go there. Being disobedient is not the place you want to be. God gives us that message. He makes the promise. And all the promises He gives, He said, I'm going to come against your foes. I'm going to do all this stuff. I'm going to raise up you. But you know what? If you don't do what I've instructed you to do, if your sons forsake My law and do not follow My statutes, I will bring discipline. because I love you. While here in our third section, we see the psalmist crying out, like, God, the discipline thing, I get it. I need help. I'm sorry. But he's also laying out and bringing back to God his promises. And he's reminding God of what he said. God, you promised this. I'm going to stand on that promise. Okay? When he's asking these questions, when he's pointing out that they've broken through the walls, okay, he's pointing out that, God, you said that they wouldn't do that. Oh yeah, that's right. We have the rod and the flogging coming. Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all men. What man can live and not see death or save himself from the power of the grave? He's the only one who was able to save himself from the power of the grave. It was Jesus. Who rose from the dead. And still sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. See, the psalmist here is saying, remember, Lord. Remember. Remember. He says, and he's saying, O Lord, where is your former great love? And he ends. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. But he's laid out all these things. How can he end with saying, praise be the Lord? Because he's laid it all out before God. He said, God, this is my problem. This is what's going on. And I'm standing on your word. And Lord, now it's you. You are the one who is over all. Your love endures forever. Your faithfulness endures forever. You are the one who is overall. It's your hand and arm that is mighty. You're the one who brings the shield. You're the one who brings the strength. You made the promises. Now I'm facing the discipline of having lived contrary to your word. So now, Lord, I'm going to trust in it. Praise be to the Lord. Forever. Amen and amen. May it be so. May it be so. The Lord does bring, in the midst of our trials, He brings Himself there for us. We're not alone. He doesn't leave us. He won't forsake us. He said that He will not alter what my lips have uttered. I will not violate my covenant. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness. He sworn by His holiness. He will stand by His word. And as long as we stand on His word, His blessing will come. And He will be there with us. And in the end, His name will be the one lifted up and glorified. And the psalmist recognizes that. So he's able to end with, praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. And today, I just say to you, if you're facing trials and difficulties right now, just lay yourself up before God. Lay them all out there before God and say, God, I'm going to stand on your word. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Let's close with, turn your eyes upon Jesus.